Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we explained that a believer, when he passes away, he is loved by the heavens. But how the two doors in the skies, they start crying on the occasion when a believer, when a person that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he passes away, how these two doors start crying. Today we do a chapter, a believer is loved by the earth. An Ata al-Khurasani رضي الله عنه قال ما من عبد يسجد لله سجدة في بقعة من بقاع الأرض إلا شهدت له يوم القيامة وبكت عليه يوم يموت. حضرت عطاء الخراساني رحمة الله عليه says that when a person prostrates on a piece of land, it will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection, and it cries over him on the day he dies. حضرت عطاء الخراساني Rahmatullahi alayhi says that when a person prostrates on a piece of land, he makes sajda on a piece of land, then this piece of land will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection and cry over him on the day he dies. So therefore, when a person is reading and making salah, it is nice for him to change his position now and then. But sometimes he will read in this spot, sometimes he will go a little bit forward, sometimes a little bit back. So the different spots will actually cry for this person, and it will testify for him on the day of Qiyamah. So how fortunate is that person who has made sujood in many places and many parts of the world, etc. So this person will be very fortunate. So therefore we find that the pious people also, even I noticed when they walk, if sometimes they would walk, they walk slightly to the right, sometimes slightly to the left, or sometimes when they would make a walk, they walk on the other side of the road to go to the house. If there's two pavements on both sides, they'll walk on the other side. They'll try and walk and make zikr all the time. All these pieces of land will testify for them on the day of Qiyamah that this person had made zikr on me, this person had taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he had passed over me. So these are things that we should just keep in mind. It doesn't mean a person must walk in the middle of the road or do something dangerous, but if he could slightly move to the right, slightly to the left, so that he can have more spots and more pieces of land that will testify for him on the day of Qiyamah. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَتَبْكِي عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the earth cries for 40 days over the death of a believer. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the earth cries for 40 days over the death of a believer. 40 days the earth is crying. So much this person is loved by the earth. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا مَاتَ تَجَمَّلَتِ الْمَقَابِرُ بِمَوْتِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ بُقْعَةٌ إِلَّا وَهِيَ تَتَمَنَّى أَن يُدْفَنَ فِيهَا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer dies, all good places here, the word used is maqabir, all those places where a person could be buried. So all those spots of the earth where a person could be buried, all those places beautify themselves over his death. Each place hopes that he will be buried in it. Each qabr there is hoping, or each place where he could be buried is hoping, and I hope this person could be buried in me. Each one is beautifying himself. We can't see it, so it doesn't mean it's not there. This is the istiqbal and the excitement that even the earth is having for a pious person that had passed away, that they all start beautifying themselves, like how when a person is getting visitors, or sometimes the ladies at home, you know, they're getting visitors, they want to make the house very neat, very clean, they want to beautify it, make everything look nice. So like that, the earth also wants to beautify itself for that person that has passed away. How much of izzat and how much of respect Allah Pak gives a person at the time of death. If a person thinks he's got respect or izzat in this world, can you imagine how much more Allah Pak will give a person, a pious person, a mu'min that passed away, what izzat and respect Allah will give him on that occasion when he has to be buried, and on that occasion of mort, so much of respect. Next one is angels accompany the funeral. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Dawood alayhi salam qala, ilahi ma jaza'u man shayya'a mayyitan ila qabrihi ibtigha'a mardatik, qala jaza'uhu an tushayya'ahu malaikati fatusalli an ruhihi fil arwah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dawood alayhi salam asked, O Allah, what is the reward for the person who accompanies a deceased to his grave solely for your pleasure? Allah Ta'ala replied, the reward is that my angels will accompany him when he dies and pray over his soul with the other pious souls. So Dawood alayhi salam asked Allah, what is the reward for a person who accompanies a deceased to his grave solely for your pleasure? Allah Ta'ala replied, the reward is that my angels will accompany him when he dies and pray over his soul with the other pious souls. Yeah, it refers to, it's not just normally, just how people just go casually to the Qabristan, they just go casually. It doesn't mean that. It means that a person is going to honor that deceased, that person passed away, out of honor and respect for that deceased. He is going with that respect and honor. Allah Pak will create the malaika and cause the malaika to honor him and respect him and make dua for him when he passes away. He honored this person that had passed away and he went to the Qabristan. He didn't just go like that, you know, just how sometimes people go talking about the world, talking about dunya, how's business, how's that. No, but he went with the genuine respect and honor of the deceased. Allah Pak will cause the malaika to accompany him and make this dua for him. For further, we learn from this that the special honor which is conferred to a believer is obvious and evident. The heavens hold him in such high regard that they cry over his separation from them. The earth values him so much that it cries over the stopping of his good actions and his separation from it. Look at how every part of this earth expresses the desire to take him within its fold. See how the angels regard him with esteem, that they accompany his funeral like an entourage and a procession. Is it a small and insignificant thing for such grand creations to consider a believer to be so honored and revered? The most powerful kings ruling over the entire world do not enjoy such reverence. When the deceased is informed of these honors, whether through observing them himself, when the deceased comes to know about all this, either by observing it himself or about hearing about it, imagine how much he will value and appreciate the year after and disregard this world. He will consider it to be a great boon to leave this world and go to the next. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. If you want to strive and if you want to compete with each other, then you should strive in those. You should strive. Allah Pak says, in that should they strive, those that want to strive. In other words, you want to compete with one another. This is the thing you must compete with as far as amal is concerned. Good action. This is the thing you should compete with the next man. Not as far as how his building is looking, how his house is looking, his car is looking, how many times he's going overseas. Don't compete with those things. Compete in these things in amal. Because these are the things that will honor you, that will be a cause of your honor on the day when you really require and you need that honor. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. It is for such things that those who endeavor should endeavor. Allah Ta'ala is the one who inspires and helps. All the chapters up to this point were related to what happens before the deceased is buried. Certain matters and affairs continue after his burial. So up till now we did what happens to a person before he is actually buried. But from now on we will go and explain what happens to a person after he is buried now and all the journey after the person is in the qabr, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing beautiful a'mal in our lives, like the hadith we did, that when a person goes in the qabr, he'll see one beautiful person accompanying him. He'll be surprised that such a beautiful person, who is this person? Then he'll be told that this is your good actions. In this world, he may have left his friends and he may have left everyone else so that he could do good deeds and good actions. So sometimes he may have thought that he's losing friends, all those friends that were on the wrong path, and he left them and he chose another direction for himself to go through the good direction. He may have felt that I lost his friends, I lost this, but Allah Pak will replace him with such a friend in the qabr, such a beautiful, handsome friend in the qabr, and that friend will be his good actions. So maybe it will be a means of separation in this world with those people that have chosen another path, but we should always keep this in mind, that Allah will replace us with such a friend in the time that we really need a true and good friend, that will be in the قبر الله باقي نستوفيك بعمل سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.